It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG's good, bad and ugly from the weekend of footy. Dragons fans, you might want to stick around for the ugly because it involves you. But first we need to do this.
Trending now.
Big news this morning, MG, with NRL CEO Andrew Abdo announcing the NRL is cutting 25% of its staff levels at head office. What does this mean? What are the flow-on effects? We turn to this man to get all the information, Brent Reed, the irreplaceable from the Triple M NRL team and the Australian. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, interesting times, Reedy. I suppose, you know, the cost cuts with the NRL are making, 25% of staff. I know the big names have already been named, but there's a possibility we won't even find out who these 25% of people are.
Well, I think a lot of them, MG, you won't know. You won't, I shouldn't say you won't notice they're gone, but there'll be people we don't know. The people at the grassroots level and the lower levels of the game, because obviously we've seen Nick Weeks and Liz Deegan from the executive team who've been made redundant. And they were I shouldn't say that. It's funny you say this, but the big ticket ones, right? I think now we're going to see people at the lower levels of the administration gone. But, you know, I think it's been coming for a while. They've said they want to cut $50 million from the running costs of head office, and that inevitably would lead to staff going. And that day's arrived today. It's a pretty dark day at Rugby League Central. It's a pretty somber place to be today, and there's been so much going on. But I can imagine it's been really, really hard for them to keep their minds on their job at the moment.
Reedy, your average punter hears this news and thinks, okay, I know the competition needs to save money because of COVID, but what they probably want to know, what does this mean for their club and what does this mean for the players that play for their club?
Well, I'll give you this perspective on why they need to do it. This year, the game's revenue is going to drop by $120 million and they've eaten into $80 million of their cash reserves. That's the sort of money this year's cost them. And that's this year alone. Next year, it's going to linger. Don't worry, there'll be an after effect next year. What it means for the clubs, look, I mean, the clubs are running on a smell of an oily rag now, and hopefully it means that by cutting costs at head office, some of that money they save can be directed to the clubs to help strengthen them. In terms of the players involved in really, tense negotiations with the game at the moment. Well, they're heading down that path, MG, and the NRL wants them to take a 10% pay cut. They're saying they only want to take 5%. Now, you're haggling over 5% of the time. When head office has cut its cost by 25%, you know, they're going to have to be really careful of the players. They're going to be painted in a pretty bad light out of this. So, you know, I think it puts pressure on them to resolve that situation now. They need to get it done because the NRLs, they've made the big decision. They've cut their costs. It's now up to the players to come to an agreement with the NRL on their wages for next year and beyond.
You can imagine, Reedy, that the flow-on effect will be dramatic. Obviously, the new team in Queensland might have to be put on hold. And all these other people, all these people you mentioned who are losing their jobs, are probably people with the coalface, the heartbeat of rugby league, which is going to be a massive blow to the game.
Oh, no doubt, Andrew. I mean, we're going to feel the effect of this for a while yet. And certainly in terms of expansion, I think what it means now is if you want to be an expansion team, and you haven't got money behind you, you are no chance to get across the line. You need to be really, you know, for the NRL to even consider expanding now, the team that they may opt to put in has got to have a lot of cash behind them. Otherwise, it won't even get considered. So that severely restricts the amount of people who can try and come in as another team in Brisbane, and maybe it puts a line through it altogether.
Does the NRL at the moment prop up any of the NRL clubs? And if so, which ones?
They don't, because what happened was a couple of years ago when they were propping clubs up, there was a decision made that they would increase the grant to all the clubs, and if any club wasn't able to survive, they weren't going to support them. They weren't going to prop them up. So, no, that stopped, and the NRL has said it won't happen in future.
Okay.
But I think what will happen out of what we're seeing is they'll get a little bit more money next year to help them get through. So I think they get $13 million in now. I think they're pushing to maybe get $14 million next year, just to help the clubs through the next year or two.
Yeah, a tough news day for those working in rugby league. Our thoughts go to anybody who does lose their job at NRL headquarters. All they're trying to do is keep the game rolling on. So our thoughts are with them. Brent Reed, thank you for painting a picture of what this means for the game now and moving forward. We'll speak to you on Thursday before Thursday night footy.
No worries, guys. Hopefully in a few years, those people who they've had to let go and the game gets back on its feet, they can re-employ them. And a bit of team news or a bit of player movement news, it looks like Adam Fanua-Blake may get confirmed as a Warriors player as early as tomorrow.
Ooh.
Means Manly suddenly, the chance of Kieran Foran returning to Manly are heightening by the day.
All right, like it, Kieran Foran, back to the warm embrace of Dez.
Not sure. Merely need a 5'8" at the moment.
The Northern Beaches. You can't resist it. Once you've been here, you never want to leave.
All right, Brent Reed. Thank you. We'll speak to you Thursday night.
Okay, guys. See ya.